Survivors of the horrors in Bosnia-Herzegovina have welcomed the guilty verdict handed down to Ratko Mladic, the so-called Butcher of Bosnia. He has been found personally responsible for the massacre of thousands of Muslim men and boys in the 1990s. He's been sentenced to life in prison over the slaughter at Srebrenica in 1995 and the siege of Sarajevo, in which 10,000 people died. Survivors around the world are relieved and happy with the verdict, though some in Australia say more needs to be done to hunt down others who have so far escaped justice. Anne Barker reports.
Celebrations at last night's verdict in The Hague have begun around the world. Australia's Bosnian community has welcomed the judgment.
It's a huge, huge thing for all of us to hear finally a verdict for genocide and atrocities that were committed in Bosnian war so clearly spelled out.
Almir Kalan in Melbourne lost several family members in the siege at Sarajevo that dragged on for almost 4 years in the mid-90s. He moved to Australia in 1996.
I lived Sarajevo siege. I remember Srebrenica very well. A lot of people lost their loved ones. And it's a major thing. To close this chapter, to take the lessons. When you see the images of this butcher of Bosnia talking and conquering this place, like he will never face the justice in the court, and see him finally crumble, it's a great day.
Ratko Mladic has been sentenced to life in prison after the UN War Crimes Tribunal found him guilty of 10 out of 11 charges brought against him, including genocide, extermination and forced deportation. Though his lawyer, Dragan Ivetic, says he'll most certainly appeal against the decision and believes he'll succeed.
Our client, Mr. General Ratko Mladic, had doubts about the fairness of this trial. Among other things, because two out of the three judges had prejudged him guilty before the start of trial. You may recall that I personally invited the trial chamber to prove General Mladic wrong. And sadly, it appears that the trial chamber did not take our invitation to heart. It failed to prove Mr. Ratko Mladic wrong.
Even after the verdict was handed down, Mladic was hailed as a hero by his supporters. At a protest in Belgrade, they chanted, "Thanks to your mother for giving birth to a hero."
It's right that we come out today to say a big thank you to him in possibly his most difficult moment to date. So he knows that the Serbian people have not forgotten him. Serbia remembers its heroes. Thank you to General Mladic. Thank you to his mother for bringing him into this world.
But another Australian who has no doubt of Mladic's guilt is Graham Blewett, now a New South Wales magistrate, but formerly the deputy chief prosecutor at the UN tribunal. He says footage shown at the trial of Ratko Mladic entering Srebrenica proves he was evil incarnated.
Here he was, knowing what was going to happen to these people, but calmly trying to tell them that nothing would occur to them, that they'd all be safe. But in the back of his mind, he knew he was going to separate the men from the women and take them out and execute them, and that's what he did. It was just cold-blooded, cold-hearted murder.
But as heinous as Mladic's crimes were, he's only one of a handful convicted over the genocide in Bosnia and Herzegovina. Many more perpetrators may never be brought to justice. And Almir Kalan in Melbourne says the UN tribunal must continue its work to hunt down and punish every single person responsible for the killings.
This is not a job of just one person and one general. This is whole machinery that was involved in the mass murder and slaughter on a wholesale scale. So there are a lot of people who should face justice. And I think, you know, it's a great day that at least we have that word genocide, and it clearly identifies that there was genocide there.
Almir Kalan is a member of Australia's Bosnian community in Melbourne. Anne Barker with that report.